Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. I am your host, Richard, and I will be with you throughout this journey. This show is here to empower individuals to do more in life professionally. You will find a variety of topics that will help you to be more productive and more successful. So join me and the professionals from different industries as we bring education and knowledge for more success.
Lime and Richard presents Life, Positivity and Hope merchandise, t-shirts, hats, accessories, sweaters and much more. Each product has a special inspiration quote to inspire you, lift you up, encourage you, motivate you, so you can keep moving forward when times are tough. Walk in positivity and hope. For more information, go to richardsmerchandise.com.
Hi, everybody. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of my man, Richard. Today, we're going to talk about how to scale your business to the next level. And I have the pleasure to have Beate Chalette with me, and the Growth Architect. She is an entrepreneur and a book author, and she's going to give us some keys on how to scale our business to the next level in 2023. So, Beate, please tell everybody who you are. Tell the people a little bit about your story, and we'll start from there.
Yes, my man Richard. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for having me. My name is Beate Chalette. I'm known as the Growth Architect. I work with visionaries and leaders and help them to grow their authority and scale their impact. And what that means, that I'm the person that comes in when somebody needs a plan. And I help them to map out the plan and then build the systems and do all the stuff that you need to actually understand where you're going. What is that strategy to get there? What are the systems that you need to build? And then how do you build your authority as the expert in doing exactly that?
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your journey, because you were in debt and then you sold your business. So tell us the process of your journey and where you are today.
Yeah, so the process was rough. I am originally from Germany, and I live in Los Angeles, so I'm an immigrant, and I was a single mom that had to figure out how to run a business with no previous business experience. In Germany, I was a photographer. I had a photography degree. I then realized I was better at the business side, became a photo editor, ended up at Elle magazine in Germany, and had the dream job at 23 and didn't really enjoy myself very much. And then decided to immigrate, come to the United States, and then build up myself as an artist representative and as a still photography producer. So always in the realm of photography. And then I was laid off because there was a big recession and he couldn't afford to keep me on. And over the next 10 years, I went through what I call my decade of bad luck. Fires, floods, riots, earthquake, lawsuit, September 11th, and finally a tsunami. And I kept being hit with this big cast iron frying pan. Every time I tried to get up, there was another disaster. And these weren't like little things. These were huge things and a lot of stuff outside of my control. I lost $500,000 in one day when September 11th, when the towers fell down, so did my business. And in the lawsuit, I lost $500,000 because of a bad employee that got too close to a key vendor. And so I fought and fought and fought and fought. And eventually I had to figure out how to crack the code. And when I did, I was able to sell my business to Bill Gates for millions of dollars.
Hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So how do you work with clients who want to sell, not sell, but scale their business? How do you, what's your framework?
So my framework is the 5-star success blueprint. And it has, as the name suggests, 5 different steps. So if you're thinking about, you know, bringing a business to market or scaling it, so there's really 3 phases to a business. So there's the first one where you need to grow There's the second one when you have grown and you need better systems. That's when you scale. And then there's the third part. That's when you are potentially exiting the business, or you are merging, or you are then going to that next level growth. But let's just, for the purpose of this podcast, focus on these two. So when you grow, you use the 5-star success blueprint. And when you scale, you use the 5-star success blueprint. And the reason it works, because these steps that you take a look at what it exactly is that you need to do. So I want to take you through this. When you have a business and it has a certain income, it produces a certain income, and now you need to scale up. You need to think about, what are the different pieces that I need to do? It's like, think about it like a dough. When you take a dough and then you take your rolling pin and you make the dough further, and then you roll it and then you cut it into slices, you bake it and then you cut it into slices. So business is very much like that. We have to take everything that you do and you know, we put it all in one place, we assemble the pieces, we pull it apart, and then we cut it into slices. And the reason you need to do that is you need to figure out, what are the different entry points for your customers? You need to have a system for that so they can self-identify where they fall. You need to have a complete transformation journey that goes all the way from A to Z, so that a client understands where in the journey that they are. And then finally, you need to be able to give them specifically the one product or service or solution that they need in that particular phase. And when that phase ended, that's when you move them into the next phase. That's how we scale. And as we are figuring out what these pieces are, now you as a business owner, you get to step into the leadership position. And it's like a marionette, right? That we pull up, where suddenly, you know, you see the heads on top and the arms are hanging and everything is in order. So now we're building the structure that you can be in management above, and then figure out, what are the pieces that need to service this slice of bread and all the pieces that are underneath of it. So that's what I help people with right now, to understand, how does this work? How do I grow this? How do I scale it? And how do I make myself obsolete so that I get freedom of time and money?
What do you see the challenges that business have when they want to scale their business?
They're convinced that the story that they believe in is the only story that there is. There is a point in business where you have to surrender and you have to let go and you have to allow something else to come in. Your skill set can only get you from A to B. And then from B to C, you need a different skill set. And I think a lot of times business owners, because they used to have these ideas and everybody tells them how amazing that they are, that they want to latch on to that idea. But the further down you go, the bigger the challenges and the bigger the skill set development is that you need to be having, because what got you here is definitely not going to get you there. Otherwise, you'd already be there, but you are here. So the objective is not that you got here because you're so great. You got here because you did this part right. Now you need to think about, who is this person that I need to be to get this business to the next level, and then reverse engineer that. And that's where a lot of the friction always comes in, because that's where business owner go and say, but I don't need to do that. What I've done is working great. I mean, I've done everything right. I mean, why would I even need that? So when you get to a level where you are plateauing consistently, you need to hire somebody who can give you the shortcut to get from here to that next level and even help you figure out where to go. That's the number one problem. So if your listeners are now going, well, I've been in this income sine wave, this entrepreneurial income roller coaster for years now, you are not stepping into that next level because you're not identifying who you need to be at that next level, which is why you keep circling in the same level over and over again. See it all the time.
So if someone is making, is generating like a $250,000 in revenue, and they want to scale that to a million, mm-hmm. what would you say to them, or how would they process that?
Well, the first thing I would say, congratulations. When can we start? Well, the first thing is we have to design the plan. And we say, well, so if you want to be a $1 million business, what is the $1 million business selling? Where's the money coming from? What are we offering? What are we doing? And then we need to take that and reverse engineer that strategy. So I had a client who was a digital marketer, and he wanted to stand apart from all the other digital marketers. So we created the plan for him. And the plan was, we are helping him to build his system. And when we built his system, we had the different pieces of the system that he's moving his clients through. He literally was closing deals while he was in the program. Like he'd excuse himself, he'd walk out and he closed the deal, and then he came back into the meeting. So this is how quickly it turns when you have the right language, where your stuff is so clearly defined. That's how you can scale it up. So to answer your question, what would I do? I'd first find out where they want to go, design the strategy, and then build the systems and bring the people in and help them to walk that step by step, so they have a plan on how to get there.
So you were talking about digital marketing. So the online space, whether it's you're doing e-commerce or you're doing content marketing, how do you touch that a lot? And what's the strategy for that? Because there's different avenues that you could take, like, especially when it comes to digital marketing, you have SEO and all that. So how does that work?
I do not do the SEO. We have people that we recommend. I do not do the digital marketing. You have to have a digital marketing company that does nothing other than that. We don't do PPC. We're not in the digital marketing space. But we certainly need to look at and say, every business needs leads. So if you need leads, where are the leads going to come from? You get leads through speaking. You get leads through podcasting. You get leads through writing a book tour, you can get leads through ads, you can get leads through a number of different ways. You got to have to figure out where your leads are going to come from. And that's part of the strategy. I help them figure it out. And digital marketing oftentimes is one of those strategies.
Okay. For brick and mortars, sometimes it could be limited to grow their business. What would you have to say about that?
It really depends on the business. I find that in the blue collar world, where talking whatever plumbing, electrical, construction, there is a lot that can be done if you only had the right systems and you'd be organized enough so that there is, that the systems are running smoothly. And how do you get new people? And most people in brick and mortar business are relying on Google reviews or Yelp reviews, and they are not actively out there or not building an online component. So again, we would have to take a look at what are the numbers, what are the growth opportunities. I work with a digital marketer who specifically helps brick and mortar businesses to develop their online presence so that they can add an online e-commerce component to their brick and mortar stores, so they can double and triple numbers. So it always depends on what is it that you want? What's the lifestyle that you want? What's the income you want to make? What are you willing to put in for that? And then make the plan.
In a bad economy, when the economy is bad, or there's a recession, or we have the inflation situation right now, how is it, because it could be really challenging to scale the business in those times. How could someone take that challenge and scale their business?
I'm going to answer that with a very simple question. If all your competitors are stopping the marketing right now because they're afraid, what do you think you should be doing?
Say that again. If they stop their marketing,
if all of your competitors are stopping their marketing because they're afraid, they're preserving their cash,
okay.
They're not spending any money. If all of your competitors are not marketing are advertising right now. What do you think you should do?
Well, of course I would. I would.
The opposite.
Of course.
So that's it. That's where the opportunity is. When everybody else is protecting, and if you think about protection, right? Protection, what's the hand gesture for protection? The hand gesture for protection is crossing, and it's a downward motion, right? Like if you were to protect a child, it's always a down motion. That's not growth. Growth is an upward motion. So you make a conscious decision when you stop to not grow. And then the opposite of this is going to happen, because then you're trying to protect. Protection is not growing. You make a decision, are you for more or for less? But you can't have both. You cannot say, I'm going to go for less now so I have more later. That just doesn't work that way. Like you can't, I give you a very simple, maybe somewhat stupid example, but let's say you're in a relationship and you're not sure on whether or not this is the person for you. So are you going to do less with this person now because you can always do more later? The person may be moved, they may be gone, they may have moved on to somebody who treats them properly, because if they're not getting what they want from you in the relationship, you know, you're out. There is no getting back. So you have to be very clear on where do you put your energy in your business. And if I want something, then I need to put my energy to creating and building and growing that. But if I'm standing here and I'm saying like, I don't know, you know, everybody says it's bad, so I'm going to believe that what everybody else says is bad. I went in the Apple store. Guess what? People are buying Apple watches and computers and phones like there's no tomorrow. I'm not seeing no recession at the Apple store. I go to Target. People are buying stuff. I went to Costco. The lines are no shorter at Costco than they ever were. So if there are people out there buying stuff, then there must be people who can buy your stuff. So what do you need to do to do that? So that's a choice. Believing in that there is no opportunity, that's your choice. It's not my choice.
Hmm. You have a book that you wrote. Can you talk to us about the book?
Yes. The book is called Happy Woman, Happy World. And this is a book that helps specifically women to get from overwhelmed to awesome. I realized that men have a code of conduct, that men's code. And I wanted to give women their own code, the women's code. And that's why I wrote the book, helping women to understand how to be a parent, how to be a working mom, how to not feel guilty, how to feel happy. And, you know, you can get the book at happywomanhappyworld.com. That's when you get all the links on where you can buy the book.
And what are some stuff that you're working right now at the moment?
Right now we are working on an authority platform building program where we help podcast hosts to take their podcast, and then they give us a podcast, and then we turn it into about 120 touch points a month based on the authority building ideas that I've had, because I find that a lot of people that are in the podcasting space do their podcast, but they're not promoting it as consistently and not in front of the right audience as much as they should. So we're building that service as we speak.
Last words in everything we've talked about scaling your business to the next level?
The only thing I would say is that make sure that you don't take failure personal. Failure is not personal. Failure is just somebody with a stop sign telling you not to go that way. So, you know, if you don't update your GPS and you're stuck in a cul-de-sac because you forgot to update, you're not going to get out of the car. You're not going to throw yourself on the ground. You're not going to go, I'm never going to drive again. I'm the worst driver in the world. Driving is useless. I'm going to sell my car. You know, you're not going to do any of it. You're just going to go, I should have updated my GPS. And then you turn around and you find another way, because you very well know your destination is still there. So you need to look at failure like that. It's just a cul-de-sac. Turn around, find another way.
Where can people find you on social media or the internet?
You can find me at everywhere under Beata Schillett or The Growth Architect. If you liked what you heard, I invite you to go to check out the Growth Blocker quiz. When you are stuck and you want to be unstuck and you want to figure out what is it that you're missing? Go to Growth Blocker Quiz, find out what your number one business growth blocker is, and then we'll send you a report and tell you what you can do about it.
And you also have your own podcast, The Growth Architect. Can you tell us a little bit about the podcast?
Yes. So my podcast is The Business Growth Architect Show, and that is about anything around business, tons of strategies and ideas and tactics that are implementable, things that you can do right now, a lot of mindset stuff on how can you get started today to do something that moves the needle.
All right. Thanks, Beate, for being here on the show. It was nice meeting you and talking to you. So I was watching some of your videos a couple of days ago. So I really like what you're doing, your insights and all your knowledge and experience. So it was very nice talking to you. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to listen to the podcast. Welcome to A Better Lifestyle. My name is Richard L'Espérance, and I go by the name of My Man Richard. Wherever you're listening to the podcast, whether it's on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or other platforms, make sure to follow and subscribe. And if you're watching on YouTube or other video platforms, make sure you subscribe, leave a comment, and it will be very appreciated. So on that note, thank you, Beate, for being here and your knowledge and experience and all your insights. And thank you, everybody, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.